The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, folks? Hey, oh my God. I have to resist the urge to talk about the Lions game. Don't do it, Eric. You'll shoot your wad. Save it for the Monday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Don't get into the Lions and that now. But I want to so bad. Oh, my God. All right. I have a free view of the Lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. And this episode is fun because we're ripping on an old, stupid, ancient 1980 video of the various people that worked at LAV. They had some stupid like TV show that they would throw up on like the weekends at like midnight. They would sit there and do these dumb skits and then like play rock videos. So Julius and I had a hell of a time making fun of that. Specifically, some dude looked like a rapist named Ogie and a very young looking Tony Gates before his 56 marriages / divorces. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. Anyway, the full show is available on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Take the Patreon challenge. That's just a fun way of me trying to get you to dig into your pockets and give me $5. It's a shameless, disgusting effort on my part. But truthfully, if you like listening to online content, I can't even talk, like my show, my free podcast, and you're like, shit, now I don't have anything else to listen to. There's plenty more to listen to, and all you got to do is throw $5 at me, and I'll give you an extra 15 hours every week, and then you're good to go. New stuff goes on my Patreon every single day of the week. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I suggest just throwing $5 at me. That's, amazing. That's, like, terrific. It really keeps the animals fed. And then you're like, okay, let's see how he does here. All right, yeah, this is worth it. And then you either keep it going or convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10% for that, for your one-year commitment. Or you go, this blows, fuck this guy, and then you, like, cancel it. You'll know. I don't think I'm going to like this. This is terrible. This guy sucks shit. And you cancel it. You get the rest of that month. You're not even going to listen to it. It doesn't matter. I don't even know why I say that. But anyway, if you like it, something else for you to listen to, because God knows you're not going to get it listening to Gates or Free Beer or whoever the fuck on the radio. Because you know as well as I do, quit kidding yourself, they all sound like shit and they all suck. So at the end of the day, I'm better than them, and that's the end of it. All right, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
West Michigan, to reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com.
Lake Effect Property Services for sponsoring the Eric Zane Show. Go to Lake Effect Property Services Facebook page to see my backyard. The job that the Dutch lawn giant did exceeded all expectations, and I couldn't be happier. Thank you so much.
Lake Effect Property Services. There was a time that when he ripped apart the fence to get all the heavy equipment back in, and the grass has tread marks all over it, ripped up all the lawn. I was like, this is never going to be put back together the way it was, let alone it's screwed. I'm going to be on like Fox 17 Problem Solvers trying to hunt somebody down to get my money back. It can't, because it's so bad and so jacked that any person would have just thrown their hands in the air and said, forget it. Mm-mm. Not the case with the Dutch lawn giant. He put it all back together, and man, the yard looks awesome. Lake Effect Property Services, online at lakeeffectps.com, wants to help you. New landscaping, cutting your lawn on a regular basis, maybe something as simple as putting down the wood chips, building retaining walls, clearing brush. That's something he wants me to stress with you. He'll travel anywhere to clear the brush if you have, like, let's say, a new piece of property or whatever it is. They can do it at Lake Effect Property Services online at lakeeffectps.com. Let's see. Next Thursday, we've got an event going on. There is an event going on at Fair Haven Church, 6:30 to 8:30. Tommy Strong. This is Tommy Ruddy, young man, five-year-old young boy from Jenison, recently diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor while his parents and he were on vacation just a few weeks ago. They rushed home, and you know, it's just crazy to think that something as simple as a vacation turned into this terrible nightmare. Well, now the family is doing everything they can and hoping for a miracle. They need to pay for a clinical trial. This event to help pay for that happens Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. I'll be there. Come on in, share a meal, passing the hat around. There's a silent auction trying to raise money for this amazing family. We will see you there in Hudsonville at Fairhaven Church, coming up on Thursday. So LAV has been around for decades, and they promoted the radio station by doing a television show on one of the channels here years ago. It was called the LAV television show or something like that. It wasn't exactly the most creative thing, but you get together with all the air aces, as they were called, and then they would like play music videos. And one of the is Uncle Buck in this? I couldn't
figure out if he was. I don't think he is, though. I thought the first guy.
I know Eris Hampers is in this, but I don't know which one was Eris.
Like, I thought it was. I thought one of the bearded dudes with like the messy hair, because he has the same headphones Buck has now.
I thought the same thing, but I don't think so. I think that guy's name was like Commander Cody or something. They all had. It was all. This is the way radio used to be.
Commander.
With all these wacky moments and stuff. But this is the trailer that was out, a 2-minute trailer.
Was it the trailer?
I think so, because it was like a promotional thing. It said, hey, coming up on the LAV show, we'll feature music from this artist, and then this artist, and then this artist. So
it's rock and roll for Western Michigan on the LAV-FM TV show. Tonight, featuring Police.
First of all, the band is The Police. And I don't know.
What did he say? Police?
Featuring Police. Police. And did they just call them Police? Is there an album that just was called Police? Because I didn't think so.
It's Colin Kaepernick's favorite band.
I would have thought that it's The Police, but they call it, hey, here's a new one from Police.
It was actually a different band.
Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson is featured on the show, and then they show him playing.
Bram Tchaikovsky.
I have never heard of Bram Tchaikovsky, and I've worked in rock radio forever.
Along with the LAV-FM Air Aces.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ogie. It's another Friday night of rock and roll.
This guy looks like a serial killer. Ogie has his weirdo beard and thinning hair, and they like cut to him, and his back is turned, like working on the real tape machine, and he turns around and goes, hi, I'm Ogie.
Hi, I'm Ogie. It's another Friday night of rock and roll on the LAV-FM TV show. We're going to start it off with Police.
What this is, this actually is the show. This isn't a teaser. This is the show, but yeah. They've just cut out the video.
I just read it what it was. They had to cut out the music videos because of licensing, but so this is just the Air Aces introducing it.
Yeah.
That's a good fly break.
So Ogie gets right to the rock from Police by turning around and convincing all of West Michigan that he's a serial killer.
Hi, I'm Ogie. It's another Friday night of rock and roll on the LAV-FM TV show. We're going to start it off with Police.
They should have had him in his windowless van whip open the door and say, "Hi, I'm Ogie. Keep your children away from me." I just had a wonder if Ogie is actually in the audience listening. He's like 94 years old. We should get a hold of Buck and say, "Buck, do you know this guy Ogie, and what penitentiary is he in?"
Western Michigan weather.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the wacky guy. This is the guy that we referenced might be Uncle Buck, but we're not sure.
It's not Uncle Buck.
It's not? Okay.
I think it's Doc Donovan.
Okay, Doc Donovan is doing some weather report, and he's like on a microphone.
Goofy. He's a goofy guy.
He is, and he goes, "West Michigan weather," and then all these papers. Someone throws a handful of paper. Tony Gates, you don't see him, but throws a handful of papers on him. So,
and then some
Western
some sort
Michigan
of
weather.
White powder.
Yes.
Not sure what that white powder is.
Yeah. Okay, so the papers is to indicate wind, I guess.
Western Michigan weather.
Okay, now this white powder. Gates has thrown a whole kilo of cocaine on this guy. Maybe it's flour.
Western Maybe. Michigan weather.
Okay, now this wacky guy, Doc Donovan, is just... They're playing sound effects, and he's falling
it's
over.
It's actually just Tony whistling.
In the chair.
Western
Gates playing What's My Favorite Bird game.
Michigan.
These guys were so high. What a bunch of stoners.
This is a super set with Joe Jackson.
And then he just gets to the music and says, "Here's Joe Jackson." Okay. That ends.
Well, we're down here on the street.
Okay, now they're doing a news reporter, woman on the street interview, man on the street interview with some local anchor. No idea.
So Lori DeYoung.
What is it?
I think it's Lori DeYoung.
Okay.
Well, we're down here on the streets of downtown Grand Rapids doing 60 Seconds, the show we've got on LAVFM. I'm Lori DeYoung. We're looking for perspective. Oh, wait a minute, sir. Just a minute there. I got a question I want to ask you. How did you get your start in radio? You look the type.
Yeah, I am in radio. When I was 3, my mom left me.
Okay, this is Gates. This is Gates, and he looks very young.
Hey, Laura, you want a bone?
Hey, Laura, you look pretty hot.
You look the type.
Yeah, I am in radio. When I was 3, my mom left me alone a lot.
You could be my 8th wife.
She used to put me in radar ranges, you know, and I've been radioactive ever since.
Okay, then he grabs her and kisses her.
And how'd you get your start in radio?
I see, I was born with a...
This is Kooky Doc Donovan. I don't know what happened here.
He put something in his mouth.
Yeah.
I see, I was born with a silver tube in my mouth. Excuse me, I'm running down.
Okay, he put a radio device that's in a transmitter in his mouth. That's the bit. I put a silver tube in my mouth.
And how did you get into radio?
Well, it all started when my girlfriend...
This is Ogie. He's going to say it all started when my girlfriend, and then the next sentence has to be, filed a restraining order on me.
And how did you get into radio?
Well, it all started when my girlfriend gave me a birthday present.
What kind of a present?
A mouth party.
Girlfriend gave me a birthday present.
What kind of a present?
She gave me this, Mr. Microphone. I'm on the radio. Oh. I love it.
Oh, no.
I hate this.
Oh, this is almost as bad as the Don bits that we do.
Almost.
That's it. That's the end of...
Join us next Friday at midnight for a special appearance by The Who as West Michigan rocks on the LAVFM TV show.
As Who will join us. It at midnight.
Oh, that's an insult. That's quality television.
I wonder how hard it would be for us to try, because, you know, I don't know what the programming is on any of the local network stations at that time.
I think it's pretty packed.
Is it all infomercials?
I think so.
I wonder how hard it would be for us to somehow do something as, well, it'd be very easy for us to do something as cheesy as this, but to get the time slot.
Like a throwback.
Just
use the same kind of graphics?
Do the same show. With the same people. Oh man, we can get Ogie out of maybe some type of legal maneuver to get him out on the street again, and whatnot. So if you go to facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page,
instead of cocaine, they're doing laxatives over there now. It's like, we throw Metamucil at them.
You need to see this just to see the data. I mean, it's literally downtown Grand Rapids. You see like a 1978 Oldsmobile driving by in the background. It's a time capsule. It's awesome.
It is crazy how similar it looks. Like some of the
buildings.
Like the buildings. Yeah,
for sure.
I'm like, I know exactly where that is.
It looked like to be Monroe Center.
It wasn't.
No?
It was Ottawa.
Okay. But pretty close.
But yeah.
Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. It's right near the top. I have something pinned to the top right now, so it's right underneath that. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page for the LAV TV show. Fantastic.
Who was more scared of being murdered? Lori DeYoung when he was talking to Ogie, or when she was talking to Ogie, or that girl Tyler was talking to on the street last time?
The girl that Tyler was talking to seemed to be pretty laughy about it, and I think she was into Tyler. She's into that geeky type of spaz guy. So I think that the news reporter was more scared, perhaps. When we come back, right up Julius's alley, he said many times that he wants an asteroid to hit the Earth. Have you heard this? Did you hear what happened? This is unbelievable how close this was. This really? Just happened this week.
Probably.
I don't know why this doesn't get more play because
it was overblown.
It's no.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay. I know it was overblown.
All right. Well, I don't know that it was. I'll give you the details about this happening and what could still happen coming up on September 17th. That on the way from the Mapestat.com bankruptcy studios. And there's a lot of people who would love to listen to our show, have no idea that we're on the air. Help us. You will help so much if you mention that the Eric Zane Show is on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thank you for the time. I appreciate that. If you want the full show, it's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.